There are so many things that we're missing as a result of not having a Beis HaMikdash. In a sense, it's too vast and we can't always focus on them all. But certainly, davening a Shemoneh Esrei with Kavana gives us an opportunity to think about it. Next bracha I'd like to discuss is Hashiva Shavteinu Kavrushayna, the realization that the Torah that we keep now is essentially a shadow of what it's meant to be. The system of the Torah in its fullness and entirety is meant to be with the Sanhedrin, sitting in the Beis HaMikdash, pulsating at its heart, giving life, giving Torah, giving Hora'ah, instruction. They are the Torah Shebaal Peh, according to the Rambam. So what are we meant to think about when we say this bracha of Hashiva Shavteinu? Hashiva Shavteinu Kavrushayna, restore our judges as was in the beginning. Says us for Samus, because the Sanhedrin and the Chachmei Yisrael who were in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they literally lit up the eyes of the Jewish people. This is what it means when the Pasuk says, V'shaftu es ha'am mishpat tzedek, they'll judge, judgment of righteousness. It's not just when you've got two litigants coming into a Beis Din and we're not sure who owes money to who needs to pay reparations to, or whatever. It's more than that. It's also, they actually have a transformative effect on the Jewish people, turning us into Anshei Emes, people of truth, people that are able to judge their own actions with justice. And that's Hashiva Shavteinu Kavrushayna, because it's the impact that they have on the people. Truth is, in the Beis Tefillah Chadash, it says, when we say this bracha of Hashiva Shavteinu, we should be crying out for the depths of our souls. This is a time where we can yearn for Mashiach. Yearn to put the Sanhedrin HaGdolah back in the Lishkas HaGazis, the chamber of hewn stone. As the Sasemes continues and says, the Shoftim, the judges, are called the Einei Ha'ida. They're the eyes of the people. They're the ones that truly have the ability to see. They're the Das and the Moichin of the Bnei Yisrael. They really are the culmination of the collective intelligence of the people. Ask them to come back, to judge, to advise. Klal Yisrael looks like a totally different thing. This impacts the Machshavas and the Ritzonus, the thoughts, the desires of the entire Jewish people. There's a deeper and more personal level as well. The astronomer, the Yesod HaAvodah, explains, Hashiva Shavteinu Kavrushayna. Kavrushayna means let's go back. It's an inner world and it's an inner struggle. Going back to the way things initially were with us as human beings, where the Yetzer HaTov would be shofet us, where the Yetzer HaTov judges us. That's what it means to go back there. Of course, it's true. The simple meaning is talking about the Sanhedrin. But the idea that Chazal say, Tzadikim Yetzer HaTov Shoftan, that in a confusing world, in the world where there's Sitra Achra, in the world where there are things that are pulling us away always from the truth, we ask that we have, in this bracha, we ask for recalibration. Tefillah in general is meant to be reality checks, so how much more so in this bracha? We want to be in the clutches of our Yetzer HaTov, not our Yetzer HaRa. We want to be able to be orientated towards what's right and proper and good. When we have a Sanhedrin, they'll be able to help us do that. In the absence of it, we're just going to have to do it ourselves.